but it is starting to come to a head. What do you see happening?
Well, I don't know if it is, Alex. You know, I hear a lot of talk about it, but it's all amongst the same people, you and I, and this and that. And, you know, I'm not sure. This country, to me, is I'm not sure what to make of it anymore. I really am baffled. I will tell you this. I was attacked by the 9/11 truthers, unbelievably, because of a few things I've mentioned and asked questions about on 9/11. I was accused by them of selling out. And I got upset over it, and I will tell you this today on your show, because it's the best way to tell it. When this book is over, because this book deals with 9/11, I am going to, at that point, not discuss 9/11 anymore. Because I feel like I got blasted from my own side. I'm on an island now. The truthers don't like me, and neither, I suppose, does the government, because I ask questions.
Governor Ventura, that's classic internet. A lot of it's COINTELPRO. Just because people claim they're attacking you, there's 7 billion people in the world. You're a prominent guy. I mean, you know this. I'm preaching to the preacher here. I mean, just because some minority group gets mad at you because you say it looks like standard explosives and you're a controlled demolition expert, you know.
Oh, no, it wasn't over that. I was debunking all three of the standard things.
No, I understand that, but I mean, you have a right to your opinion, and we know the official story is a lie, is a fraud, is a fiction, and so then the full spectrum of trying to figure out what happened there is fair game. So I mean, I you know hope that you won't let people criticizing you, have you say, well, then I just won't even talk about it anymore, because I think it needs to be investigated. You should write a book about your beliefs and ideas and research specifically on 9/11. Ventura on 9/11. Ventura, inside job. I think you should go all the way.
Well, you know, I'll give it due consideration, but for me it's like, you know, Alex, it's like pounding your head against the wall. After a while it starts to hurt and you want to stop doing it.
Well, let me say this. You talk about the American people being in a trance or being jellyfish, and why can't they get upset? Well, they have been disempowered. They feel like they don't have any power. We've got to lead and show them they have power. Congress has a 9% approval rating.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I guess I just need to take my periodic breaks from it, Alex. I'm not getting any younger, you know.
Now, going back to Governor Ventura, Gov, you brought up the fact that as a guy who went through demolition training, as a Navy frogman, as a UDT, and then into the SEALs, expanding into that, that you understand controlled demolition, and they now have had to admit that Building 7 did fall at free fall. NIST has changed its story 5 or 6 times. But you look at Tower 1 and 2, they are exploding with gigantic explosions from the top and turning into dust, and the human bodies blown into tiny pieces. And there are hundreds of these high-def photos released by the government that show for blocks around toasted cars with the metal melted, but the vinyl and the dashboard's not damaged. Now, what attacks metal and makes it do that but doesn't affect plastic? Does sound like a super weapon. I just never really go there because, I can't get folks to understand that a magic passport doesn't come out of Muhammad Atta's shirt through the fireball and then be found on the ground by the FBI. The fact that it was found is almost impossible. The fact that it survived unharmed is impossible. So if I can't get them to even, we have official FEMA camp purchases by FEMA in the Houston Chronicle, and we can't get folks to admit they're building FEMA camps. So that's why I haven't gone there. But Governor, break it down.
Well, it's a question that came to on some of the reading I did on these toasted cars. It's remarkable, Alex. There were over 1,000 of them, and they were as far away as the FDR, which is probably 6-8 blocks from the Trade Center. And there were cars flipped over on their hoods. And in the photos, you see the car is flipped on its back, but the leaves are still on the trees. And that's the point of what I'm looking at here, going, how could this happen? What is the explanation for toasted cars all over Manhattan that day?
Well, you're not supposed to ask that. Getting back...
I mean, you don't do that with conventional demolition. I saw a thing on the internet where the nanothermite people claim the cars got toasted from hot nanothermite in the dust. Well, that's bogus, Alex, because the dust was hitting people, and people were not burning. Obviously, the dust was not hot.
Well, there is an effect where if a fire is hot enough, like an oven, the metal can heat up and then...
Well, there's also the effect, remember this, Alex, everything that's burning glows, but not everything that everything that's burning glows and is hot, but not everything that glows is hot.
No, I know, it's bizarre, and
and, you know, and it was. I started talking about this on your show, and that's when I really got blasted by people for even considering questions that, to me, are very relevant.
Sure,
How
Governor.
Do you explain this? How do you explain these cars toasted all over Manhattan if two planes hit two buildings and the buildings crumbled to the ground?
Well, let's expand on that.
Whether they were demoed or whatever, how can buildings falling to the ground... toast cars.
Well, I can have my crew search infrared photos of Ground Zero molten metal. It was upwards of 2,800 degrees 2 months after 9/11. Kerosene burns at well under 1,000 degrees less. We have the videotapes. The firefighters were reporting molten metal like a slurry or a steel mill or a volcano. Those are quotes.
Well,
giant pools.
What about the pictures of them dragging oxygen hoses all over the steaming supposed hot metal? If it were that hot, you wouldn't dare do that, would you?
Well, we do have the infrared photos of the molten metal.
Well, again, what melted the metal? Was it heat? Or was it, you know, to me, and the point was made of putting it in the context of a microwave oven. When you put a piece of chicken on a paper plate and put it in the oven, the chicken will burn, and yet the paper plate will be unharmed. And you had all this paper flying all over Manhattan, and yet in the rubble there wasn't one file cabinet wrecked or anything. I think they found one from the Tom and Jerry store. Now, what destroys the file cabinets but allows the paper to survive?
That is amazing, because we saw the tens of millions of pieces of paper coming out after it collapsed, and then human body parts weren't found that were bigger than an inch. Very bizarre.
And how does the paper survive, and yet if it was so hot that it could collapse a building... Paper burns way faster than metal does. I'm still troubled over the fact that the big picture of how do we go kill someone for 9/11 who we never indicted?
Well, Gov, it's...
You know, I mean, don't we have a process, a legal, that we're supposed to go through in this country? And why are we as citizens so eager to allow them to skip the process when it comes to terrorism? We skip the process. We make exceptions to our Constitution. We make exceptions to our Bill of Rights. We make exceptions to everything when it deals with this so-called war on terror. And the people are falling right into the trap that Ben Franklin warned us of, Alex, when Ben Franklin said those people that trade liberty for security end up with neither. Don't our people get that?
Well, in every case of history, if people that come to you saying, give me your freedom, I'll keep you safe, nightmare tyranny always unfolds.
Yes. How come we're so stupid that we can't look at simple modern-day history and see that that is the case?
Well, I have to tell you,
that's what frustrates me, Alex. That's what makes me want to move on. That's what makes me want to retire. Because it's like you're preaching and no one's listening.
that takes over. It's always a minority that defeats them. You know that, Governor.
Yeah, that's true. You know, but hopefully, you know, and as I said, hopefully the minority can get the majority to wake up, but I'm starting to wonder about it.